Just for my own guidance in terms of time, when do you expect another draft price? Well, now, I have given, this is just, well, anyway, the price draft I can work on anytime tomorrow, finish it up. And it's in pretty good shape anyway, just a question of the odds and ends, but I sat by to bring me in a first draft tomorrow, and I'm not letting him, John, so that you'll know, I don't want you to ask for it. I told him that nobody was to see the draft until I had finished, because I don't want price and garment, and that, of course, means the rest of you, because we let the rest of you say what they intended. Because this has to be different from the other, you know. I mean, it will have the same things in it, but it has to be my trust, and I have to talk basically to the majority in this case. And the other will state the other position. Don't you agree? I don't have to have all the protests and defenses and the exceptions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, buts. And this has got to be more declaratory. So, but I'll let you people look at it before I deliver it tonight. I don't tend to circulate it around, because then I've got to get it to Richards, and I've got to get it to Shelton, or only one person can write a speech. Anybody can write a statement. Fair enough? Everything's going all right, everyone, I think. How about the change? Do they work out all right, or? Well, if we do, we do. I mean, it still has a chance for constitutionality. Right. More short. I agree. Don't talk her if there's any danger on it. Because the great problem here is that, as I said, we cannot satisfy the extremists on the left. And we must not lose the, not the extremists, but the center and the right of center. And that's what I really feel is why we've got to speak clearly with the message that I give tomorrow night so that we can't, so that we don't leave a hell of a lot of room on the Wallace right and the now Jackson right, so that they can all just chop the hell out of us and say that we have nothing to see. Okay.